On Thursday, Britain will vote on whether to leave the European Union. The latest polls show a tilt toward people wanting to stay in. How are college students thinking? Well, let's ask two of them. Dominic Norcliffe Brown is studying politics, philosophy, and economics at Oxford University. And Grace Neefsee just graduated from Oxford. She wants to be an accountant. And Grace, I hear you've been teetering. How do you think you'll vote?
So I've kind of teetered around the middle for a while, but I think I'm going to be voting to leave the EU.
To leave the EU, why is that?
The biggest reason for me is that whilst I don't necessarily disagree with having some form of cooperation with other European countries, I think that the EU has kind of overstepped and kind of come into too many areas. And also, given what's happened with the Eurozone and so on, that it's sort of failing as a structure.
Do you think that leaving the EU would help you in your future, in your job prospects?
I don't know. I think that most people on both sides would accept that there will definitely be some sort of short-term economic loss. But I'm not convinced by the sort of long-term economic scaremongering that the Remain side have kind of been talking about. And I think that there's a whole world out there for us to trade with and engage with in business. And I think the EU is sort of, you know, it's getting left behind in terms of the world of work and business, and it's not the most important thing to the UK anymore.
Well, according to The Guardian, young voters like yourself are pretty much overwhelmingly in favor of staying in the European Union. Do you feel like an outsider with your opinion amongst your peers?
Yeah, a little bit. And I definitely think with some of my peers who maybe haven't been to university, there's definitely more of an even split.
Well, what do you make of this argument that on immigration, that it would be good for Britain's economy to restrict immigration by leaving the EU?
Okay, well, I think that the immigration argument has in many ways taken a bit of a like nasty turn. And we have a lot of issues in the UK, for example, with workers only offering jobs to agencies, to EU workers, that I think that does warrant some concern with the current levels of immigration.
Dominic, Grace is your friend there. She's in favor of leaving the European Union. You, though, are not.
No, I'm not. I think the EU has a lot of problems and they need to be sorted out. However, the question is whether or not we would now be better leaving or staying in. And I think while we can look at the problems of the EU and recognise them, I think overall we'd be in a lot worse position if we were to leave. I mean, firstly, if somebody wants to study in Europe, and there's a risk that a lot of these programmes will become more expensive for British students. Also, of course, jobs-wise, there's a lot of companies that do work mainly in the common market, and a lot of them would probably relocate actually to somewhere like Germany if we were to leave.
Well, I was talking with Grace about how many people your age are in favour of staying like you are. But there is a fair amount of apathy amongst young voters in Britain. They don't often go to the polls. I just wonder, what is it like there on campus at Oxford? Are people passionate about this? Are they sitting around at the pubs and drinking beer and debating it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, most people I know are voting. Most have made up their mind one way or the other. And yeah, definitely people are going down to the pub and talking about it.
Do you think you and Grace will remain friends over this? Or is it just more of a good-hearted political disagreement?
Well, I suppose it depends who wins, really.
Dominic Norcliffe Brown, you just finished your second year at the University of Oxford in England. We also spoke with Grace Neefsee, who recently graduated. They are two friends with differing opinions on this issue of Brexit. Britain will vote on Thursday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.